producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Infringed. The nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
All right, on a Wednesday, as we roll into the second hour, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-877-317-6432. Now, when you listen to me here, you're listening to traditional media. When you buy a gun magazine, you're reading traditional gun media. And the biggest thing to hit, I guess, gun media is the new media. And one of the best mediums out there to find stuff like that is YouTube. And there are a whole handful of people that do very well on YouTube. My next guest, although he's going to not admit it, he stands a little bit above most of them. He stands a little bit above most of them. He's not flashy. He's very steady, and he has spooky control over every weapon he seems to pick up, and he picks up a bunch of them. I'm joined from the outdoor shooting range that you've seen. There's a, you know, I don't know how many views he's had, but coming from the outdoor range where you can normally see him shooting a whole host of different weapons is Hickok 45. Good morning, sir.
Like I say, Bill, how you doing?
I'm just trying to cope. When you started the YouTube channel, how long has the YouTube channel been going on now?
I guess about maybe almost 6 years, like that. Yeah.
Now, when you decided to start the YouTube channel, was this just something? I know you've been a shooter for a long time. Did you just decide, well, you know what, I'm going to just have a little fun with this and start recording things? Posting it to YouTube.
Yeah, that was kind of it. Back in 2006 or something, seven, long in there, you know, my impression of YouTube was, what little I knew about it, just a place for stupid stuff, you know, which it kind of was, I think, at the time, mostly. And one day, a friend of mine was out shooting with me, and I just bought that Honda Element, I guess, and I said, why don't we do something silly? Opened the doors of it and shot through it at the target range just for kicks, nothing difficult, you know, just goofing around and put it on YouTube. It was up there for, I think, almost a year. That's really about all I had, a couple of stupid things like that, and just goofing around with it. And then one day I decided to do something a little bit educational with a Glock or two and just on a tripod with a pocket camera, and then sort of evolved there to, well, you know, I could do something that would, I've been shooting all my life, maybe I should do something that would be instructional a little bit. And so I just pulled out a Glock and shot it and showed a little bit about how you take it apart and, you know, what model it was and that kind of thing. And there was a popular gun, a Glock 19 or 26 or something, and I did a couple of those kind of things. Really, John was off to college at the time, and so I just had a camera on a tripod, a little nothing camera, and posted them. And you know, they seemed to be well-received, more people than I expected, kind of liked it, and I really couldn't figure out why exactly. And so we just did a few more, I don't know, like one a month or something there, messing around. And I really thought, okay, well, people seem to like this, you know, being able to actually see them shoot and learn a little bit about it and see the targets hit and see if these little guns can shoot as well as big guns and that kind of thing. I said, we could do about 15. The funny thing is, I remember having these conversations with John. You know, we could probably do 15 videos or something before we wrap this thing up, maybe do something on shotguns and something on lever guns, something on maybe muzzle loaders. And we had about 15 videos, we thought 20 at the most, that we could do and put out there. So anyway, it was better received than we thought, and so we just kept doing it. I was trying to give something back, not to sound altruistic, but you know, I've had a lot of fun with guns over the years, and
right.
you know, and was teaching too. And I'll just do something useful. I did some of that for my students with firearms on video, you know, and I'll just put this out there and maybe help someone else understand a little bit more about firearms. So just grew from that.
Have you ever reviewed anything other than a gun? I've never seen you do anything like a chest rig or even a holster. I mean, most of the time you're using a belt slide holster, which is one of the more unremarkable holsters out there because they work for just about every gun. It's just purely the weapon with you, isn't it?
Mostly. And of course, we are inundated with requests to review everything you can imagine. And we've done a few holster reviews because that is sort of related, right?
We've
done some massive holster reviews where I have a table full of when the hybrid holsters started coming out, there were just two or three of them, you know, crossbreed and a couple others. And I had discovered those, loved them. And so I did a couple of videos on those and just as a group thing. I did something, I think, on pocket holsters or at least pocket carry. And, you know, that sort of thing from an instructional point of view, just I wanted the viewers to know that these types of holsters are there and they're really cool and they work really well. But we just don't really take one holster. Oh, here's this holster or this bag or that kind of thing. Because we're so busy with firearms. We just never did do much of that. We focused on firearms. I have a nice collection. So by the time we got through my collection of firearms, I think, and then others that people would lend me there the first two or three years, we had a massive audience, you know, and so they were wanting to see firearms and we're getting firearms offered. And so that's been our focus. We don't do like infomercial kinds of things and we just do what we want to do. We've been fortunate that we can just do what we want to do. So worked out.
Nobody's sponsoring you. You get the guns, you review them, you call it like it is, don't you?
Yeah. We get no money from anybody, not a penny really, other than some product. You know, we get some companies, and we always in the video. It's funny because on the comments you'll see, where do you get all these guns? How many of these guns are yours? And we continually get that kind of question. But in every single video, if it's a borrowed gun, I mention it. This is from a friend or somebody down the road lent us this gun. Or this is a T&E gun from Ruger. Or this is a gun that like Bud's Gun Shop gave us or the gun parlor in Massachusetts gave us. We have, that's been the evolution of this thing. We have actually, because of our audience, because of you viewers out there, we're able to have almost any gun that we really want within reason, because there are so many people that will lend them to us or give them to us and all that sort of thing. But we always make it clear if it's a firearm that was a gift, that's a donation, which we're getting more of from gun shops here and there, different places, random places for the plug. And again, that's the result of our wonderful viewership. And so that helps defray costs. And so no monetary, no cash we get from anybody, but we do get a firearm and that's cool. And again, I make it very clear if it's a gift, because I want people to know that. They might be envious and say, oh, your dog gets a free gun, you know, all that kind of, but at least they know that it was free. And if I seem to just be slobbering all over that firearm and turning it into an infomercial, then they can use their own judgment. You know, well, Hickok only likes it because someone gave it to him, or, you know, whatever they want to do. But I think if you watch your videos, you see they're pretty much all the same. We intentionally don't do that. I point out the positives and the negatives and shoot it and go from there.
One thing that when I watched your videos, like you have been the deciding factor. Now, Hickok has big hands. He has like Wilt Chamberlain hands, and any gun in his hands looks small. But watching one of your videos with the Glock 26 made me decide to get the Glock 26. Watching you run the Glock 20 made me decide to get a Glock 20. So I think that your video channel has become the test drive for a lot of people that look at guns, because when they do a search on YouTube, inevitably it's going to be you. Can you hang on through the break?
Sure.
You hang on. We'll be right back on a Wednesday with my guest, Hickok 45. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back.
quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99 and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your healthy start pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Welcome back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Doing a little mixing of the old and the new. Radio is an old, time-tested medium. But the new media is rapidly catching up to it. And joining me from YouTube and from his very secluded and shady shooting range with long-range big bong targets is Hickok 45. Hickok, when now 6 years. How many subscribers do you have now? It's over a million, right?
Yeah, I think it's getting closer to a couple hundred thousand, you know, plus the million. It'd be 1.2 million, I think, in a month or a few weeks or something like that. Yeah.
For most people, when they look at a YouTube channel, and this is just me wanting to pull back the curtain a little bit because I know a few of you guys, the YouTube channel, while your visibility, your actual being recognized out in the wild increases, it's really not too much more than that. It's actually more of a labor of love, isn't it?
It's a labor of love. I'm not sure what all you mean, but it's fun to do it. I mean, obviously we're doing something that we enjoy. You wouldn't, start making firearms videos and do it weekly, daily, whatever, unless you really enjoyed it. So it is a labor of love. I guess there's downsides, to it. When it gets this big, I'm here with notes and stuff. I'm always working on returning a gun, getting a firearm, and communicating with viewers and with different companies about a firearm, just constantly, or getting ready, doing research for video. As I'm doing today, we're going to do probably the new HK VP9 today. Been shooting it, and so getting ready for that, and maybe even another video. Got several firearms in that I want to do videos with and get them back, and it's a constant flow in and out. And then just doing the actual video is a small part of it. And I guess I've kind of gotten off track of your question, but it's
No. I mean, this is until recently, you were actually working as a teacher.
Yeah.
And really, only very recently did you actually get to take up the video part of it full time. And it is, logistically speaking, I mean, Do you have to have like a favorite FFL, and guns coming at you constantly, and then you got to ship those guns back? I mean, that's part and parcel of what makes the channel run, and that's what I was looking for as far as all that goes.
Yeah, exactly. A lot of people don't realize that, and of course, there's a lot of cost. I just drove to. We have a video we'll probably post today on the new LC9S, and. I mean, everything is a big production. We just go out and have fun, do a video, bring out the Henry rifle, the 1860 Henry for a chapter two, grab some ammo and just do it. But then some videos, there's just more time and research, especially on the first video we do for a firearm. Even though I don't give as detailed information usually as, say, Suits does or some others, there's still a lot to do. Like the LC9S video we did yesterday. For example, new gun, new version of the LC9, for example, and I just wanted to do some things with it that I could. I don't know how the video, it's all that great or not, but I wanted to have a shield, which I don't have. I want to do a little comparison, with some of those really popular single stack nines that are so popular right now, and then that so many people are buying. And of course, I have the PM9 and I have a couple others in the Glock 40. I just wanted to include some of that in that video. So I drove to Murfreesboro, which is about a two-hour round trip or more, to borrow a shield from a guy. I don't own one, and messed around and needed to get another old LC9, which I sold mine a couple of years ago because of the poor trigger on it. And so at the last minute, I was able to get one of those from an FFL to borrow. So I go over, and of course, I have to check it out just like I'm buying it. Even I'm just borrowing it for a few hours. And it's just running around, that kind of thing, getting ready to make the video a little bit better if we choose to. But, yeah, there's always something going on. And the communication, I could do nothing but sit at the computer and answer viewers. And I've talked to them about that in D-Logs, different places. But I wish I could do that and answer every mail, but I would never be able to do any videos. It would be the tail wagging the dog. But I do answer a lot of mail, and I enjoy doing that. It's just I don't have time to answer everybody, and I hope they all understand that.
Well, yeah, I do too. I do too. Even when I call Hickok, he doesn't answer every time. And he's never saved my number, so whenever I call him, I'll be like, Hickok! And he'll be like, who's this?
I know, that's right. That's true. I do. I'll say, oh, it's Bill Frey. Yeah.
One thing I want to point out before we run out of time, you do a live format. You post it as a video, but you also do like a radio show. You do a commentary video. Once a week that I think is pretty good. And there's a lot of things to get from Hickok. It's a very simple formula, and it's heavy on the shooting, which, you know, he's got me intrigued with two guns already. One I've watched him shoot. I got to go find out if he's did a Tavor video, right? I asked you about the Tavor.
Yes, we did. Yes, we did.
I saw the Steyr pistol one. That gun intrigues me, and the Tavor intrigued me. So.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of cool guns out there.
Yes, I'm going to have to up my socioeconomic status in order to be able to buy everything that you review. Before we run out of time, tell everybody how to find Hickok 45.
Well, just go to YouTube or just Google HICKOK 45. There are lots of imposters and weird folks out there on the internet, as you know, but you can tell, but it's us or not on Facebook or on YouTube. And spell it right and you'll come up with us. You can tell by the subscriber numbers and all that and the follower numbers if it's really me. Or if there's some really horribly insulting remark, you know, that's not me. That's somebody trying to act like me. You know.
I've been wanting to ask you a question.
Yeah.
Is there one place that you get all of your 2-liter sodas that you destroy every time you make a video?
Just a variety of places.
Oh, okay.
Store, Walmart. We need a sponsor, don't we?
Yes, you do. You need to get like Coca-Cola or Pepsi to come out for you so they can just deliver truckloads of beverages. You're doing, Michael Bloomberg would say you're doing a public service.
That's right. He might sponsor that part.
That's right. He's got money to spend.
That's right, doesn't he?
We'll try to hook up with him. We'll call the mayors or maybe Shannon Watts or something. Thank you.
Okay, well, good to talk to you, Bill.
Thanks for taking the time to join me. I want to do this again. You stay safe, and we will talk soon.
Okay, thanks.
All right. Hickok 45, if you haven't ever checked out his channel, if there's a gun out there that you want to check into that you've never seen fired, you don't know anything about the characteristic or anything, search it, and he's probably reviewed it. In answer to your question about how much time he spends with him, I think he actually gets to keep a gun for a couple of weeks, maybe sometimes a month. He actually spends a little bit of time with it, shoots it a lot before he actually puts a video to it. Hickok 45. What's cool about him is he's older like me, and he's one of the biggest ones, and he's older like me. I can't compete with the young kids. But don't have to, because he's out there kicking their butts. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Hey folks, this is Larry Crisp for BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com. I'm sure you know, this economy sucks. We all realize that the American economy is tremendously unstable right now and will likely get much worse. There's monumental debt, government bailouts, stock and real estate bubbles that are primed to pop at any moment, which can flush away most or all of your retirement savings. This type of movement has enormous consequences. Virtually zero sectors of the economy are hiring and workforce participation is at record lows. Financial trouble is right here at our doorstep. But if you move right now and develop a backup plan immediately, this could be the most profitable time of your life. Proportionally, more millionaires were created during the Great Depression than at any time in our history. Get my free report at BabyBoomerBackupPlan.com or call 888-507-8789 for my free report. 888-507-8789 and prepare to profit as history repeats itself.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young, as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest
Express banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNLive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNLive.com.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Moms of America, stand up and stop taking abuse from your kids.
I pledge never to let my kid disrespect me ever again.
I pledge to stop letting my daughter walk all over me.
I pledge to stop living in fear of my son's anger.
I pledge never to feel like a bad parent ever again. Because I'm not.
I pledge to stop letting my child's behavior control my home.
I pledge to be a mom with kids who listen. A total transformation mom.
I'm Janet Lehman, co-creator of the Total Transformation Program. We created the Total Transformation to help parents with difficult child behavior. Now, I'm giving it away free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. We'll let you keep it for free.
Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795. Call now. Call 1-800-256-7795. That's 1-800-256-7795.
Welcome back. On a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. Coming out of Oregon, there's been a reply. Michael Bloomberg got out there. Every Town for Gun Safety, which is the latest iteration of Michael Bloomberg's anti-gun group. He keeps having to rebrand it. He's put Shannon Watts out front, which is watching a vacuous vessel with a nice hairstyle talking to the camera. It's hilarious. they put out a 30-second video message aiming to call for more gun control. Now, the only problem with this is it sort of illustrated why a woman should be armed, because in the video, quick breakdown of the video, separated woman at home, separated husband outside the door trying to kick in the door. She's on the phone with 911. Yes, I have a restraining order. He's coming through the door. Husband comes through the door, picks up the child. Woman ineffectively beats on his back. Husband turns around, sticks a gun in her face, and kills her. 911, of course, was too late in that instance. Now, more than me looked at this and said, wow, that's a pro-gun commercial. The ladies on The View, which is not exactly what I would call where the pro-gun opinion rests, they decided that sort of illustrated why that lady needed a gun in that particular instance. Somebody else noticed it, too. There are a lot of women out there who have actually withstood violent attacks, who didn't get out there and blame the tool. They blamed the fact that they didn't have the tool with them to keep the attack from happening. Rachel Lucas, she's going to be joining me Friday. We're going to talk about this in depth, but Rachel Lucas is one of those. She's executive director of Safer Oregon, Oregon Crime Victims for Self-Protection. She noted that she saw that video when it was on The View and how it elicited a reaction from three of the four women panelists that the gun ban crowd probably did not expect. Lucas has faced real life-threatening situations where her life, and in some cases, you know, other lives were in jeopardy. Lucas survived a rape. She also noted that nothing that I was trained to do during the attack itself was helpful at all, not a thing. Now, what have the gun grabbers gotten out there? Right now, the big phenomena about sexual assault is college campuses. So what have they told the young students there to keep them from carrying a gun? They won't let them carry a gun, the young co-eds, the young females. So what have they described they need to have? Well, you can get a rape whistle. You can urinate on yourself. You can pretend. You can tell the attacker that you have an exotic sexually transmitted disease. You can act crazy. You can try to throw up on yourself. You can do all manner of things besides defend yourself. I like the rape whistle one. That really works well. Those things won't work. They won't even slow him down because a sudden sexual attack isn't out there where somebody walks up and says, in 5 minutes, I'm going to be sexually assaulting you. Oh, no, you're walking on a sidewalk. Boom, you're hit. You're on your back. You're winded. You're looking up. Here's some dude you don't recognize. He's getting ready to rape you. You don't have time to go through the litany of going down a list and saying, oh, what should my reaction be? Oh, yeah, I'm supposed to urinate on my rape whistle. Is that what it is? I don't know. In the United States today, women are the fastest growing demographic buying guns. And they're not just buying guns. They're going and training to use guns. And ladies, when I say this, if you don't believe me, you're selling yourself short. Any gun that I can shoot, you can shoot. Well, maybe better, because I have this, you know, this preconceived egomaniacal macho male notion that I'm Sonny Crockett. Lucas writes that in that moment when your life is threatened and no one is there to help you, a bat or pepper spray just isn't going to do it. We also know that criminals break laws, and when seconds count, police are minutes away. When you have children or vulnerable others under your care, you know it even more. Rachel Lucas, with her little op-ed that she wrote, she basically hung every town for gun safety on a hook and beat it like a heavy bag. Now, I think that women should train in all manners of self-defense. I think hand-to-hand is a good thing. One of the things that is very important in the event of a violent assault beginning, whether it's sexual or just physical or whatever, is that it's probably going to be close. So you have to create space. You have to create space. You have to be able to pull the weapon out. You have to be able to bring it to bear. You have to maintain control of it. That's not something you're going to pick up just instinctively. You got to train to do that like Rachel Lucas does, like anybody will teach you to do. I've been to every one of the pistol classes I go to. I don't really like doing it because I don't like shooting when I'm laying on my back, but gosh, every time I go, they put me on my back. In one phase when we're doing the shooting, we're actually leaning on the target as if the target has a hold of us, like the assailant probably would. So we lean into it, put one shoulder on it, pull the weapon. It's about where my abdomen is, and I just go right up and down the, you know, center mass of that weapon. Depending on which weapon I have, anywhere from 8 to 17 times. That should slow somebody down, I do believe. Lucas, because she is a sensible activist, because she knows what real world is, didn't really take a whole lot of time to conclude that having a gun and not needing it is preferable to needing a gun and not having it. It's like a fire extinguisher. It's like a spare tire. It's like a first aid kit. It's like anything you can think of that you have just in case. And you know, I've got spare tires and first aid kits fire extinguishers. I hope I never have to use them. Same with the gun that I carry. Same with the gun that I carry. I hope I never have to use it in self-defense. But there's a big difference between being prepared and not being prepared. And, you know, I've said this before. There are a lot of people that will get out there and they want to have the semantic argument with me. A true pacifist makes a choice. Okay? There's a difference between being a pacifist that is a pacifist and has no means of self-defense, and being a pacifist and making a choice. And this goes clear back to the days of the Shaolin monks in old mainland China. Shaolin monks used to get dusted every time the bandits would come into town. Bodhidharma, an Indian monk, found them and found out how weak they were, and he convinced them that in order to keep the peace, they had to be strong. And that's where the modern-day martial art began. That's where it all began, back, I don't know how long it's been. A pacifist, when confronted with something bad, when confronted with some sort of physical assault, he has a choice. He can choose to withdraw and not partake, or he can choose to destroy. Those of us that carry guns on a regular basis, daily basis, those concealed carriers out there, the constitutional carry states and everything else, we are the modern-day Shaolin monk. We don't want anybody to notice us. We keep our capability hidden from the rest of the world, and we hope we never have to use it, and then if we use it, we are devastating. We are the modern-day pacifists. We are the modern-day monks. Not a bad fraternity to be in now, is it? No, I don't think so. Maybe we should start a new gun rights organization. Shaolin Monks for Gun Rights. I don't know. We'll be right back on a Wednesday. This is Lock and Load.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite Intestinal Freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can now purchase a one-of-a-kind product not available anywhere else, a meatless burger dry mix in four delicious flavors. With our new Oregon Trail Foods vegan burgers, all you do is add water and fry. They need no refrigeration. They're packaged in Mylar bags with an oxygen absorber for a long shelf life. They're non-GMO. They're gluten, soy, nut, and chemical-free, but they're loaded with flavor and a good source of carbs and protein, yet low in sodium. Flavors include Italian, spicy Mexican, six vegetable, and black bean olive. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com or call 541-229-0010 and order today. Eat them every day, take them camping, or save them for an emergency. Check them out at 30dayfoodsupply.com and click on the vegan burger icon. That's 30dayfoodsupply.com, where all of our products are produced in Oregon by Oregon Trail Foods. 30dayfoodsupply.com.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from Pro Flowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
What good is a Big Berkey water filter?
We get that question a lot here at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And in a word, the answer is protection. Protection from water main breaks, E. coli contamination, environmental chemical spills, pesticide runoff, chlorine taste and smell, and all forms of fluoride. Plus, Big Berkey water filters are the original gravity water filter system and most trusted on the market for a reason. Tested by multiple independent NSF EPA certified labs, they are the gold standard in water purification. At only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. That means big savings. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get a Big Berkey today at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit our website or call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
One more time, on a Wednesday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-317-6432. In gun-unfriendly Boston, where the police chief can decide whether or not you get to have a rifle or a shotgun. Not exactly, that's not exactly codified yet, but he's looking for it. That's where the American Bar Association held their annual meeting, and that's where President James R. Silkenet took the opportunity to tout the ABA Standing Committee on Gun Violence. See, I'm against violence, too, but I'm against all violence. I'm not just against one particular segment of violence. I'm against all violence. Now, Silkenet, and I want you to listen how cleverly he puts this, okay? I want you to. He said of the program, Combating Gun Violence, a Role for Lawyers and the Bar, part of our mission as an association is to defend liberty and deliver justice. Someone who cannot go to the laundromat, the movie theater, or school without fear for their safety is not truly free, even if he or she can vote or have the right to legal counsel. Now, did you catch what they just said? The reason it is unsafe to go to the laundromat or the movie theater or to school is because guns exist. Not because bad people get guns and make it dangerous to be that way. And, you know, it's not even an option for somebody that wants to just go to the laundromat, like the modern-day Shaolin monk might, or to the movie theater or the school. It's not even an option for them to carry a gun to defend themselves. They're not truly free, even if you can vote and even if you have the right to legal counsel. Now, one of the things that I'm waiting to see, and, you know, I'm sure the American Bar Association will get involved in this, is how they're going to try to exploit the recent death of James Brady, who passed away 33 years after being shot. Now, you know, people who get shot and survive the shooting die every day. As a matter of fact, if you think of anything out there and pull back and get the big overall picture, what you're going to find out is that people die every day. It's sad. It's tragic. I don't like any sort of premature deaths at all. Some people die due to old age. By terming James Brady's death a homicide, by deciding that somehow, let's see, he was 40 when this happened. He lived to the age of 73. By calling it a homicide. This is how far they're stretching out. This would be, I think they're going to make this, they're going to try to make this part of a boon to their argument for stricter background checks and waiting periods. Now, the American Bar Association is very closely aligned with the Brady campaign. Opponents of gun regulations cite the inconvenience to potential gun buyers of waiting periods associated with background checks. This coming from Jonathan Lowey, director of the Legal Advocacy Project of the Brady Campaign to Prevent Gun Violence. And he noted that James Brady once said from his wheelchair, "I guess I'm paying for their convenience." Now, I'm going to point out something, okay? First of all, James Brady was a victim of a terrible act of political violence. He spent over three decades in a wheelchair because of his injuries, and lawyers and policymakers owe it to people like Brady to take very special care in their examination of law. There's a difference, however, between advocating for a strong, constitutionally sound policy and using worst-case scenarios to swindle the public into believing that the mere presence of a gun makes everything more dangerous and less safe for the American people. It is simply not true. There's nearly 400 million guns in the United States today. If what they are saying is true, there would be no gun controllers. If the whole premise of the gun existing, making things dangerous, if they're talking to me with the voices, don't you think they'd be telling me, go kill the gun controllers? And if I'm that susceptible to it like a Jedi mind trick, wouldn't I be doing it? Wouldn't I be hunting down? I might even get my own reality TV series called Let's Hunt and Kill Gun Controllers. Wouldn't that be what's going on? And isn't that not what's going on? Aren't the gun controllers the ones that call for my death? Wayne LaPierre's death, Alan Gottlieb's death, Larry Pratt's death, any gun advocate's death every time one of these anomalous acts of targeted violence occur. Guns existing do not adversely impact the safety within a society. Just as, you know, and going along with that, I mean, do you think the police and the government ensure law and order wherever you are? No, not at all. Law and order is ensured by the good people that live in any community, by the goodwill of people that live in any community. Police could not respond. They couldn't handle it. If a community decided to rise up against the police department is done. They're done. There's just no way around it. It's good people that ensure law and order. Police show up after the crime. The federal government reacts to crime. But the ones, the harbingers of law and order, are you and me. Very simply. I mean, it's a very simple concept once you wrap yourself around it. Gun control advocates are fully aware of the fact that everything they're doing has nothing whatsoever to do with the Constitution. They understand that. They know that everything that they're doing is not constitutionally sound, that it's unconstitutional. When they get out there and they say, the Founding Fathers never envisioned AR-15s or Uzis or Glocks. Well, when the Founding Fathers wrote the Constitution, our fledgling government didn't have those things either. We didn't have the internet. We didn't have typewriters. We didn't have a whole lot of stuff. We didn't have televisions. We didn't have public viewing of televisions. And yet, as technology tries to increase, and it's very hard for legislatures to keep up with technology. Like the 3D printed gun, okay? The 3D printed gun. Cody Wilson put out this proof of concept that he can print a gun. And he did that to show gun grabbers that you can't stop people from having guns. And that did exactly what he planned for it to do. And it doesn't matter whether the gun is a gun that you would say, well, this is a prized gun of mine. I've shot it 4 times. It's good for maybe another 3, and I'm never going to shoot it again. It's not really a viable weapon. But the concept is the frightening part for the gun grabbers. And the gun grabbers don't want to see guns go away. They don't mind them having guns. You look at any Angelina Jolie and, let's see, Brad Pitt. Brad Pitt built Angelina Jolie an indoor shooting range, I think, at their house in France. However, they support Obama. Now, I'm not really worried about the, you know, the political beliefs of actors, per se. Actors are paid to make believe. They're paid to make you believe that they're who they say they are in any given role. So they're lying to you and they convince you. So when they get out there and they want to demand a plan, they don't live where you live. They don't face what you face. They don't live in the real world. Anytime that you've got people out there that are getting out there and they're saying gun safety, when in actuality what they're talking about, then they go from gun safety to guns in the street, and what that really means is guns in homes of people. Guns in hands of people. That's what they're saying. They're not looking, it's not a safety issue. They know that what they're going to do is not going to impact crime. But, you know, in the utopia they're trying to build, where the unicorns hang out and everything else, that's just not going to happen. We'll do this again in about 22 hours. Between now and then, remember this. It has never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. On a Wednesday, this has been Lock and Load.
Do you ever feel like you live in an alternate universe? As the stock market hits new highs, the middle class are dying. Manipulated financial markets and economic figures, chaos on our border, China and Russia bypassing the dollar. Life is getting ready to change. You need to prepare to thrive in the new economy. Go to babyboomerbackupplan.com or call 888-507-8789. That's 888-507-8789.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Hi, this is Steve Sanchez, and based on a recent study, it was found that 57 million Americans had legal issues over the last 12 months, but only 60% of those studied sought out the services of a lawyer. Why? In a nutshell, affordability. Well, my friends at Legal Shield have created a solution that can help you not if, but when you need an attorney. For as little as $17 per month, Legal Shield will provide you unlimited access to qualified attorneys at an accomplished law firm for advice and counsel on legal issues, no matter how serious or trivial. For over 40 years and with 1.4 million families across North America, Legal Shield can help you, the loyal GCN listener. Representatives are standing by now to answer your questions, so call them now at 1-855-340-SAVE. That's 1-855-340-7283 or visit them at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com.
Results will vary from case to case.